Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Voting rights advocates say efforts pushed by the Donald Trump administration could disenfranchise millions of Americans at the ballot box, especially Native American and other minority voters. President Trump says he won't sign any more legislation until Congress approves the SAVE Act, which requires all voters to prove their U.S. citizenship, either with documents like a passport or a birth certificate. Jacqueline De Leon is a senior staff attorney for the Native American Rights Fund. She is a SLEDA Pueblo and says the recent push is the latest of many to make it harder for certain members of the population to be represented in elections.
Rather than, for example, just accept tribal IDs, when we have tribal people who are obviously citizens of this land, it requires tribal IDs that have a place of location of birth on them. We know that almost none of, in fact, we've never heard of any tribal ID that has a place of location of birth on it, right? And so instead, you're going to have to show a birth certificate or have a passport. We also know that many Native communities do not have a birth certificate, especially for their elders, or getting one to replace it can be incredibly costly. And many Natives don't have passports, and those can also be the cost for which can go into the hundreds of dollars. So really, these are going to be extremely stringent requirements that are going to make it extremely difficult for Native people to register to vote. And then I think the additional burden will be having to show those papers in person.
De Leon says the SAVE Act and other similar measures will potentially disenfranchise millions of voters and cost untold sums in order to prevent a problem that arises with a fraction of 1% of all votes cast. Lenny Findeay is the general counsel for the National Congress of American Indians. He is from the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. Findeay says efforts to make voting difficult for Native people is an indication of just how important their voices are in the process.
The Native vote has played a significant impact within those races in determining, you know, who was the candidate who won. And I think you can look at different races in congressional districts or statewide elections and really see that when the Native vote is at a high turnout, that that does play a role in who the winning candidate, the prevailing candidate is. NCAI is definitely on support of not having fraud within our elections, not having ineligible people cast ballots with the election. But with that said, there's policy that can be put into place to make sure that there's open access to ballots for those who are eligible to vote. And that's the policy that we're behind and we want to get behind, and not being restrictive or limiting or placing unnecessary barriers. And that's what we look at in legislation like the SAVE Act.
Findeay notes the SAVE Act disqualifies tribal IDs as proof of citizenship, even though they are currently permitted as valid identification by TSA and other federal agencies. Janie Parrish is Dene and the executive director and founder of Arizona Native Vote. She says Trump's urgency to enact new voting rules is a transparent attempt at voter suppression.
We're in an era of actual authoritarianism and the playbook that is being drawn out. And I think many of our super voters obviously realize that. So they're great sounding boards to help us remember and push back that true power will come from the people, and that comes through your vote. And there's so much clamping down and restrictions on our vote, especially as Native voters, because it does have power. You know, there's power to decide elections. There's power to look at policies and strike them down or uphold them. I think that that's the underlying pin in getting to the folks who may not believe that there is distrust in the system, rightly so. But that is the underlying message, is that we have to do everything we can to vote and to make it count this year.
Parrish says even if the SAVE Act is not enacted, she and other voting rights advocates expect other voting hurdles to surface between now and November. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.